Please, Lord, soften the hearts of those who oppose us and fill the hearts of our heart dwellers with your loving thoughts and prayers for them. Amen. So I'm still on the battlefield, guys. It's been several days now. I'm coming to all of you and asking for your help. The situation is that the way that we've always gone in and out of the property has been blocked by one landowner with a gate. We can't go directly up to the refuge or come down directly. And the other ways in are extremely difficult for our vehicles and for someone who's new to the mountain, a very quick way to get lost, trying to find your way out of there by anything other than the direct route that we've always had and that came with the property. The easements came with the property. To compare the situation, it would be something like you're wanting to retire, so you buy a piece of property that you built a few structures on. You save up the money to be able to build what you want to build, and you go to your 3.5 mile long driveway to try and get in, and it's blocked with a gate, and you don't know who the gate belongs to until you finally take the lock off and the owner of the gate shows up and tells you in no uncertain terms that your driveway crosses his land and that you can't access your property anymore. Land that you purchased and lived on and off for 20 years until this gate showed up. So now you're finally finding out that I'm not a saint because I reacted in my flesh and got very angry. Well, we searched that out and we found out that that was not the case, that there were easements involved here. But still, it presented us with a monumental challenge. Sue the man for blocking our way in, or do it the Lord's way, however long that may take. Except this is a spiritual battle between the forces of darkness and light. And if we're going to survive on that mountain anyway, we need to be prepared. And this is a really good introduction. And I sent a letter of reconciliation. I really needed to apologize because I lost my temper with him, and I was not cordial and kind and sweet. So I did apologize with this landowner, and I haven't heard back from him. So we're going to press in with prayer and with love, because the scriptures say, don't take your brother to court. So I'm not going to do that, but I am going to pray for them and ask the Lord to move this mountain out of the way. And I need your prayers too, dear ones. Please don't let me down in this. Please pray that this obstacle will be removed. If there were a medical emergency for the children, I don't know what we'd do. So we're going on from this point, but I just wanted to let you guys know we need your prayers. I sought the Lord on how to handle this situation, and it's really going to be about prayer and fasting, and also one of our core groups that's here now and preparing to go up on the mountain had a vision of a fence line covered with letters, love letters from heart dwellers from all over the world, letters of blessing and goodwill, prayers for their families. Well, the Lord began to speak. He said, you know who is behind this, Claire. Yes, Lord, I do. It's the enemy. Therefore, he said, you should target them and not the souls that have been influenced by him. There are many things you can do to change this into a happy ending. Prayer is your chief resource. Fasting, almsgiving, and direct head-on confrontation with the spirit realm. I know you do not want to do this, beloved, but it must be done. Yes, praying over that gate is important. Stand strong. This is warfare, and you must fight it in the spirit as such. Make your spiritual enemies lose ground in important places. Principalities, Claire. The bulls of Bashan. Now, this is interesting, guys. Nana was given this word to always bind the bulls of Bashan. They're an ancient force against Christ. So that is definitely a stronghold, a type of stronghold, especially opposing spiritual work, what the Lord wants to do in his goodness. So bind the bulls of Bashan. And yes, this is a force to be reckoned with, the Lord said. Break curses and declare blessings. Speak my blessing over every inch of that road. Pray for peace and goodwill towards all the owners. Pray that where there have been curses, blessings shall flow like the river. Where sin has been committed, it shall be washed clean. Do not look at this struggle as if it were with a human, because it is not. This is the time of the lioness, and you have lionesses on your side. Roar blessings and breaking of strongholds, generational curses, spiritual blindness. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others is a key phrase. Rancor and bitterness have no part in this scheme except to tear you down and open doors for the enemy to sift you. Instruct your people not to allow entry into bitterness and anger. Envision a peaceful relationship with these men and pray for it to come about. Peaceful solutions are better than forceful. The men opposing you have no idea of how much they are hurting me. It is not even in their universe. Spiritual enemies are egging them on with lies. But you know I arranged these lessons for you to grow deeper and closer to me, relying on me to solve them. I don't want you to be afraid, Claire. Rather, I want you to be a beacon of shining faith. I have established this refuge for the good of all men and women of the world. This is to be a prototype, because everywhere a shepherd goes, they will be under attack from those who lack understanding and fill in the blanks about who you are and what you're there for with the devil's lies. So you will need to prove you're a friend, not foe. Yes, if you had begun to cultivate and pray for them beforehand, it would have not been so hard. But there is a history of strife and contention, in addition to being egged on by the workers of iniquity, known and unknown. And I am with you in this, dear one. To everything there is a season. This is a season of struggle, a testing of your faith. All venues should be considered, but only after prayer. Pave the way with prayer and remember it is what is behind them that is causing the trouble, not them alone. That was the end of what the Lord had to say. Right after this message, one of the brothers who helped in distributing food here in Taos, because we had a food bank operation for years and years, he showed up at the door and he talked about how food heals divisions. He's seen it many, many times. Two families will be feuding over nothing. He brings one family food, and they see it's too much just for themselves. So they give some of the food to their quarrelsome neighbor, and pretty soon they're friends, and they're helping one another. How beautiful. That's what we want. The scriptures say, don't take your brother to court, and I'm honoring the scriptures, because the Lord is gentle, loving, and kind, and he works with souls to help them understand. And afterwards, the Lord gave me two Ramas from the Bible promises. Do what is right and good in the eyes of the Lord. Then it will be well with you. And you may go in and take the good land for your own, which the Lord promised to give to your fathers. If you obey my teaching, you will live in my love. In this way, I have obeyed my Father's teaching and live in his love. Well, I admit I was not very charitable in my approach with these men, and I had to repent for that. So I wrote them a long letter of apology, asking for forgiveness for my unchristian behavior. In the meantime, we are praying, dear family. Please join us with your prayers to soften their hearts and let us go home to our property. There have been many related tasks to do, and this has really taken up a lot of my time. Oh, goodness. New tires for the car to get up there and work at the courthouse getting deeds and looking to see if there are easements in the deeds. So I've spent a lot of time doing that. And now I'm done. And I know where we stand. And we're standing in the Lord. And we're going to love these brothers and sisters that I don't know what they're thinking about us, but whatever it isn't good, or they wouldn't be causing so much trouble. But we're going to love them through this. And that's part of the message I wanted to give you today, is that rancor, bitterness, have no part in this struggle. But what I'm noticing, and I think I'm going to do a message on this, but I'm just going to give you a little preview. I've noticed that when I try to go into prayer, something distracts my attention to the whole problem, and I end up embroiled in my thinking. It's terrible, really. Nana got a word, brooding spirits, self-righteousness, retaliation, bitterness, and pride. I have felt all of those things in this situation. It's ridiculous. I've felt those things and I've renounced them. But it's obvious that in this warfare right now, the enemy is trying to take us down spiritually by judging your brother, by being self-righteous, by thinking of ways to get even with them. I mean, terrible things like that. And we're not doing that. We're not going that way, but I'm struggling against these things. They just sweep over me when I go into prayer. And Nana was struggling with them too. So she pulled a card and talked about brooding spirits. And I know what that brooding spirit is like. It's terrible, but it's now we have a name. And we can rebuke a brooding spirit and refuse to be involved in brooding. So that's very important. Because the refuge needs to be founded on the principles of love, not on struggles involving lawsuits, but on love and caring for one another. There needs to be a sound foundation, Christian foundation, not a worldly foundation. And that's why we're in this season of struggle right now, is to remove the spiritual opposition that has been coming against us and pray for the good of the people who don't really realize what they're doing to the Lord by opposing us. So I'm asking you all to help us with the vision. The vision is a fence line filled with love letters to Ernesto Vasquez and David Romero. And I hope and pray that you'll take a moment and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and write a letter and send it to me so we can show them our love and that we mean no harm. And in the meantime, please, dear ones, don't allow yourself to get bitter over this situation. Don't allow any brooding spirits to come in and take hold of your mind or plant seeds of bitterness, because that's the worst thing we could do right now. We need to love these people and show them that our hearts are good for them and that we're not interested in doing anything evil or wicked. We just want a place to pray, and we're not a huge amount of people either. And please pray for us, dear ones. I tell you, it's wonderful to have a small group around you that's in agreement. And there are 5 people here now that are going to be living on the refuge, and they are wonderful prayer warriors, and we get together and pray and things happen, and one's given a vision, another one's given a word, and it's beautiful how everything is coming together on how to handle this. The vision itself is manifesting right now in the fight that we're having over this land, with the access to our land. The true vision of the prayer community and its purpose is coming together with just a small group of people, and our prayers are being heard by the Lord. I know they are. We just have to work our way through this. So thank you for understanding why I've been a little bit away from you. That's about to change. And why I need love letters sent to these people so they understand we're not evil. We care about them as well. I love you, dear heart dwellers. Thank you for your donations and your prayers and for continuing to lift us up and to be here for us. I really need your prayers. And we're moving ahead with the refuge, cleaning it up, and going ahead with the design for the buildings, the hermitages, which will be very, very simple, very much like the Russian Orthodox desert dweller hermitages in Russia. I've got some wonderful messages coming, so hang on.